NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 78 this afternoon under clear skies, winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 77. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Now that we are officially into the month of November, the Kansas Corporation Commission has announced that the cold weather rule is officially in effect for the state of Kansas. As Cake News reports that those who are past due on their utility bills and at risk for disconnection can contact the utility company to make necessary payment arrangements, but will not have their utilities disconnected. Cake News reports that under the cold weather rule, utility companies are prohibited from disconnecting a customer's gas or electric service when temperature forecasts are below or at 35 degrees over the next 24 hours. The utility companies are also required to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow customers to maintain or reestablish the utility service. The cold weather rule will remain in effect through March 31st of 2023. If you would like more information on the cold weather rule, you can go to the website at kcc.ks.gov, or you can call the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Customer Protection at 1-800-622-0027.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A Johnson County jury has convicted a man of killing a 17-year-old over an $8 deal for Xanax. KSN News reports that Matthew Lee Bibby, 22 years old, was found guilty of first-degree murder, attempted capital murder, first-degree attempted premeditated, aggravated robbery, battery on law enforcement officer and other related crimes, and the murder of 17-year-old Rowan Padgett. According to the court documents, they arranged to buy the Xanax in March of 2019, and Padgett was killed after the deal fell through. Bibby was 18 years old at the time of the deal and was wounded 2 days later during a shootout with law enforcement. In other news, three people have died and four people were injured and sent to the hospital after a head-on collision that happened in South Kansas in a construction zone. WIBW reports the event happened on Saturday afternoon around 1:30 when a 2017 Honda Accord had been headed north on the interstate, drifted into the left lane, and that caused a head-to-head collision. The drivers of both vehicles were pronounced dead at the scene. Others were taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Judicial Nominating Commission for the County Judge in the 12th Judicial District has officially announced three different names from the governor's consideration. As Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports, the individuals have been confirmed as Aaron Kahn of Rushville, Nebraska, Audrey Long of Scottsbluff, and Travis Roddack of Bridgeport. The search for a judge comes after the retirement of Judge Russell Hartford, where they say the primary place of the office for the judicial vacancy is in Chadron, Dawes County. In other news, a Dawes County District Court has found 20-year-old Ian Sage Littlemoon guilty of second-degree murder in the July 23, 2021 death of 72-year-old John J.D. Martinez. The Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports that they found Little Moon guilty on felony of use of a deadly weapon in the trial that began Wednesday last week. The final decision came about 9:45 on Friday morning last week after an hour of testimony by a ballistics expert and the defense following suit immediately without calling any witnesses.
Shopping small and local this holiday season feels good, so pass along these good tidings with gift boxes from Yoder Meats. Our gift boxes are filled with locally sourced meats, steaks, snacks, and cheeses. What a wonderful way to show love and appreciation to family, friends, clients, and employees. Call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location to discuss options for standard or custom design boxes perfect for your needs. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. This holiday season, give the taste of old-fashioned flavor from Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners' last meeting continued discussion regarding the state line bridge issue. After this year, crossing of an adjacent field will no longer be allowed. Gage County would consider a low water crossing or possibly a modular bridge that could cost around $100,000. The previous new bridge construction proposal was $192,000. Public Works will continue discussion with Gage County Road Supervisor. A petition has been filed protesting the lease purchase process of funding a new jail. The board will meet with the architect, at-risk construction manager, bond counsel, sheriff, and county counselor in the near future to discuss which direction the board wishes to go. They went into executive session regarding contract negotiations. No action was taken as a result. 11th Terrace street plans were discussed, noting the Kansas Department of Transportation grant for the project is contingent upon construction of the jail. There is a clause in the grant that if use changes, a change request must be submitted for approval. Anita and Mike Welch, Rob Peschel, and Helen Barber of Partnership for Growth met to discuss implementation of an affordable home initiative, presenting plans and how it could be implemented. Helen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth is asking the county $100,000 out of American Rescue Plan funds to finance the initiative. A lease agreement between Marshall County and Marysville Fire Department for 2 weeks beginning November 1st will go toward fire and rescue training in the building's 600 block of Broadway. That agreement was approved. Washington County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business last week and may work toward approval of the agreements with NextEra for the High Banks Wind Project after Republic County Commissioner signed off, approving 2-0 with one abstention at their last meeting. The project is largely in Republic, but includes a portion in northwest Washington County. Raleigh Ordine urged use of local contractors for dirt work, culverts, and trucking. 24 parcels could be up for a sheriff's sale if taxes are not brought current. 4 properties have been withdrawn since the process began, and a tax sale is expected perhaps in January. November 1st is the deadline for replies to a survey as to establishment of a countywide ambulance service. Input will be used as discussions on the prospect continue. In a joint response issued last week, Nemahal County Commissioners and the Planning Commission addressed concerns with an anonymous flyer sent to residents recently urging them to oppose countywide zoning when responding to a planning survey being distributed. Terming the unsigned mailer as inappropriate, non-factual, and not related to positions taken by commissioners or the planning committee, the survey is to be used to develop a comprehensive county plan. The Emergency Preparedness Director met with commissioners in Nemahal County last week, advising he spoke with several individuals about serving on a local emergency preparedness committee and provided a list of those who had agreed to serve. Commissioner spoke to the county attorney about drafting a resolution to prohibit putting political signs on Nemahal County property. A volunteer with the Haunted Hayrack Rides in Frankfort was reportedly injured Saturday evening and was taken to the hospital. Rides were shut down for the remainder of the evening. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Saturday morning when a semi-tractor trailer hauling distiller's grain flipped onto its side off U.S. 77, 3 miles north of Beatrice. The load spilled onto the highway and ditch, and the driver was taken to Beatrice Community Hospital. No other vehicles were involved. Norval E. Sam Kohler, age 84, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial Service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin of Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Sam Kohler.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to stay well above average throughout most of this week before another cold front starts to move through over Thursday night. This cold front will cool our temperatures down to average and bring a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Staying summer-like today, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout the region. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying very mild overnight tonight, clear skies with our lows in the lower 40s and mid-50s. More sunshine, but breezy throughout the day on Wednesday with our highs in the mid-70s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. And extremely mild throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. South winds still around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. Mostly cloudy skies as we head into Thursday and temperatures staying in the 70s. But showers moving in over Thursday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early November, 62, record high on this date, 85. The average low, 37, and the record low, 18.
From what age is your earliest childhood memory? 3 years old? Five? There can be wide differences from person to person. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect print or gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 1st, the 305th day of the year. Novelist Stephen Crane and actress Toni Collette were both born on this day. Some people claim to have childhood memories from as early as 2 years of age. Others have no recollection of anything before 6 or 7. Why the difference? It probably has nothing to do with brain power, but on cultural differences. In societies that value experiences in retaining those memories, people have earlier memories. In cultures that place little value on an individual's past, childhood remains a foggy haze for much longer. In other words, without encouragement, we have a remarkable ability to forget things at any age. A comforting thought the next time you have a senior moment. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Christmas spirit has hit Frankfurt. Make this holiday shopping less stressful by getting it done at Frankfurt's Holiday Open House. Happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, spend a day in beautiful downtown Frankfurt. An invitation from these participating businesses.
If you're looking to refresh your wardrobe this season, then Jane Elaine Boutique is the place to start. The best selection of trendy, affordable clothes. From size 0 to 24, every style is in style. Check them out online at janeelaineboutique.com to see their full selections of cute tops, jewelry, shoes, stuff for the kiddos, and new arrivals. More than just a boutique, they now do full-time custom printing. Jane Elaine Boutique in Frankfurt, because having fun while looking good is a way of life.
Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt welcomes everyone to their holiday open house Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. with gifts for the entire family as well as for yourself. It is never too early to start thinking about gift baskets for the holidays. And don't forget their famous fudge. You won't be disappointed the minute you walk into the shop. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Get your holiday shopping done at LC Grace's in Frankfort this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with their holiday open house.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was an overall slow weekend in football across the state of Kansas with a bye week for the Kansas City Chiefs and for the Kansas University Jayhawks. However, for the Kansas State Wildcats, it was a big weekend with a big shutout against the number 18 Oklahoma State Cowboys as the number 13 Wildcats pull away with victory 48-0 on Saturday. It was a strong first half for the Wildcats as they took 14 points in the first quarter, 21 points in the second quarter, and slowed down some by the second half of the game. The victory did bump the Kansas State Wildcats back up to the second place in the Big 12 Conference, sitting 4-1 in conference play, overall 6-2 in overall play for the season. Oklahoma State is sitting now number 3 in Big 12 play. The number 13 Wildcats are set to take on the Texas Longhorns next Saturday with kickoff in the evening at 6 p.m. After their bye week, the Jayhawks will be taking on Oklahoma State. That'll be an afternoon game with kickoff at 2:30 in Kansas and Manhattan. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for each site that you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more great tips to keep yourself protected at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
High school football in the state of Kansas wrapped up week number one of playoff season as we get further into the season and further into the fall as well. And many of the rankings are consistent to how we went into playoff season early on. As in the 6A division, Manhattan still sits at number one, sitting 9-0 for the season, followed by Derby coming up at number two at 7-2, and Olathe North at number three at 8-1. In the 5A division, it was a big week number one for playoffs for the Mesa Eagles as they're still atop the 5A division at 9-0 after their shutout 63-0 against Salinas South on Friday. Mill Valley sitting at number 2 at 8-1 for the season, also a 69-0 shutout against Casey Harmon. Hayes is number 3 in the 5A division, also at 8-1 for the season, as they won 44-20 over Wichita West. In the 4A division, St. Thomas Aquinas is number 1 right now in their rankings at 7-2 for the season, as they beat Paola 42-7 on Friday. Bishop Miege is number 2 in the 4A division, also at 7-2. St. James Academy is sitting 5-4 and number 3 in the 4A division after beating Baser Linwood 35-6.
Postseason football action continues Friday with regional play. Axtell entertains Central Christian at 6. Frankfort travels to Lebo kickoff at 6. Hanover's at Canton Galva Friday at 7. And Centralia plays host to Jeff County North Friday at 7. Tune for the Coach's Corner. Each evening we visit with area high school football coaches. Monday's focus, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Hanover. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Join us for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20. Plus, tune for the K-Preps pregame show. Game nights at 6. Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Live on KNDY.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Whether carving a jack-o'-lantern or making a pie, don't let those pumpkin seeds go to waste. Roast them into a healthy snack for you and your family to enjoy. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Scoop out the seeds and pulp from inside the pumpkin. Place the seeds and the pulp in a colander and rinse with cold water, then remove the seeds and pat them dry. Spread the seeds in a single layer on a baking sheet treated with a non-stick cooking oil and lightly salt. Or toss in olive oil and season with salt, garlic salt, paprika, or other favorite seasonings. Bake at 325 degrees for 25 minutes or 350 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes. Stir the seeds about every 5 minutes. They're ready when the seeds are golden brown. Allow the roasted seeds to cool and store any leftovers, if there are any, in an airtight container. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
To date, no U.S. president has been born in North Dakota, but this commander-in-chief's experiences there may be the reason he achieved the office. The story of that Badlands rancher who wound up in the White House is today's edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proving on thousands of fields across this great land. Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land. Use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Theodore Roosevelt was born in New York City, but he experienced a rebirth when he made a trip to North Dakota.
He had heard about the bison that were disappearing out here, so he wanted to come out and, as he said, bag one of those critters before they were hard to get.
Bruce Kay at Theodore Roosevelt National Park says that trip to western North Dakota in the fall of 1883 saw the future president get much more than a buffalo.
After he got his bison, he started talking to some of the ranchers. They talked him into the idea that one could make a lot of money out here if he got into ranching. So he invested in a cattle ranch. He became the principal owner.
Because he was a New York State legislator, he went home in the winter of 1883. But when he came back to visit his cattle ranch in 1884, much had changed in his life.
When he came out here in 1884, it was with a heavy heart. His wife and his mother had died on the same day, on Valentine's Day. A political defeat also gave him some thought that maybe he needed to think about other things to do.
Roosevelt's experiences in the North Dakota Badlands taught him lessons that would someday help him win the presidency.
T.R. was somewhat of a snob when he came out here. He didn't know how to deal with people very well, but out here he realized that he had to listen to his help. He had to take part in what he called the strenuous life. Through learning how to deal with people, through hard work, it helped him gain the presidency.
Roosevelt once remarked, "I never would have been president if it had not been for my experiences in North Dakota." More next time as we travel the countryside in Medora, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction for John and William Mason Friday, November 4th, 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center, 160 acres more or less in southeast Marshall County. The farmland includes 135 acres of terraced cropland, the balance hayed waterways, pond, and light timber. Farm's primarily been in a corn and bean crop rotation and is located along a Good Rock Road 4 miles south of Vermilion on 29th Terrace Road on the east side. The Nemaha County line is a mile to the east. This land is located in a good farming community and should merit consideration of anyone wanting individual unit or add-on acres. 160 acres Marshall County cropland selling at auction Friday, November 4th at 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Details online at olmstedrealestate.com. Olmsted Real Estate broker and auctioneers.
The best place to store your large round hay bales for the winter is inside, but you may not have that option. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Stay tuned for how to minimize your losses as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Producers have concerns about storing large round hay bales and how to reduce spoilage. Round bales usually suffer greater losses than smaller rectangular bales because they tend to stay outside and uncovered between baling and feeding. Carla Hernandez is a forage specialist at South Dakota State University. She says some spoilage is inevitable, but keeping your hay dry is a key component to saving your investment.
One of the critical points is cover them. Wrapping around it and pack them very well and firmly. So if you wrap your hay bale, you have a pretty good and decent chance. If you're not, then you have the probability of having more dry matter losses.
Plastic wrap, tarps, or canvases can all be used to protect your hay. Bale placement is also very important for airflow. Place them in rows end to end with 3 feet between rows. Don't stack the bales unless they can be covered.
You get this big rain event, there's not enough separation. That will still anaerobic condition inside that bale, so there's not going to be enough air to breathe in, and that will cause mold. And you don't want that, because when you're trying to feed your animals with that hay, it will be a piece of junk because the quality is going to go downhill.
Bales that sit directly on the ground can suffer significant spoilage. Elevate them with racks, old pallets, or railroad ties. The best way to preserve your hay bales is to store them inside. Most people don't have the facilities to do this, but if you can get a few under a roof, Hernandez recommends feeding the outside bales first and then those that are inside. You'll find more tips for storing your hay this winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
ever drive by a neighbor's home and notice their garden? Do you immediately think to yourself, I wish I could do that. I just don't have a green thumb. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Many people have the same thought when it comes to achieving financial goals. It's so easy to compare ourselves to others. But the secret, whether the garden or the finances, isn't so much about having a green thumb or a money tree in the backyard. It's about making the most of all God has given you and getting guidance if you don't know where to start. First and foremost, seek wisdom from God on how to handle your resources. Then determine what's most important to you in life and build your plan around that. You may have the dream of retiring early or buying a cabin on the lake. Maybe you have a passion for mission work and you want to incorporate service trips into your future. Or maybe you're focused on growing your family and you want to make sure your kids have enough funds for college. Whatever goals you have in life, being wise with your resources will allow you to stick to a financial strategy, which will help you live a life of meaning and gratitude.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com.
Marysville Knights of Columbus annual Pork Chop Barbecue will be Saturday, November 6th, serving 6 until 8 p.m. St. Gregory's Church Parish Hall in Marysville. A delicious smoked pork chop with baked potato, green beans, and homemade dessert. Curbside service and delivery available. Call by 7 p.m. 785-799-5628. Serving Saturday, November 5th, 6 until 8 p.m. at St. Gregory's Parish Hall in Marysville. Bar will be open.
Collaboration for a sustainable future for agriculture. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Parts of the recent Ag Tech Next event put on by the Danforth Plant Science Center in St. Louis were themed around the idea of collaboration. In short, the food and ag industry needs to work together better in order for us to become sustainable. Matt Bechtel is CEO of the aerial sensing company, Griffin.
I think the biggest pressing challenge we have in agriculture is time. We don't have enough. So think about it from a plant breeding perspective. If it takes me 4, 5, 6, 7 years to go from a first generation seed to market, how do I use technology to eliminate dogs and find the champions one cycle faster? That one cycle faster means I'm now responding to climate change and putting the right seed in the right ground at the right farmer's hands around the world.
Bechtel says collaboration will likely mean some of us will have to adjust our thinking.
We have a very U.S. South America, Europe-centric view of the world, and we want to thrust these technologies upon people who may not want them or may not have the capacity to implement them. So I think from a radical perspective, we need to fundamentally drop our preconceived biases when we walk in the room, really listen to the answers to that why, and then figure out how do we work together collectively.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news on this Tuesday, November the 1st. Now, why do farmers decide to adopt certain conservation practices? Well, a USDA farmer survey is beginning to yield some clues about that. Here's Gary Crawford with the report.
We pretty much know the type and extent of conservation practices being employed by farmers.
But the next logical step is to understand why producers are adopting or not adopting conservation practices.
Dan Malarkey with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service told us to find that out. USDA this past spring and summer surveyed 34,000 crop producers and also livestock confinement operators. USDA has just released some of the results. First, among crop producers, the top two conservation practices being used, irrigation system management and improvements, and various conservation tillage practices. Between 84 and 90% of farmers reported using those practices. Why? Most producers said it was because technical assistance was available and that they thought the benefits would outweigh the cost. For confinement livestock operators, top two practices, one, runoff control and diversion structures, two, construction of manure storage facilities. Reasons given for those included the ideas that the benefits on and off the farm outweighed the cost. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Dan Malarkey with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service talks about how the final results of USDA's Conservation Motivation Survey will be used.
We expect to use these survey findings to help inform national and state level decision making to support targeted conservation programs and practice outreach and delivery. And the insights gained can be used to inform conservation planning and the conversations we have with farmers when we discuss their specific operations at the field level.
That's a look at your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Doesn't happen often, but sometimes it snows before the crop is harvested. Here are some considerations to make in this situation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
it snows before the crops are out of the ground, wetting and freezing causes split pods and seed shattering in soybeans, and evaporative cooling could cause wet plant material to stick to the grain, making it difficult to clean. Be patient and let the grain and soil conditions dry before resuming harvest. Mark Licht is an extension cropping system specialist at Iowa State University. He says one of the challenges of harvesting frozen grain is the potential damage to the combine.
Part of that is just having to get the combine set properly to be able to pull it through. You know, frozen grain is likely to crack, but it also is harder. And so, yeah, the metals in the combine are usually pretty good, but it just wears a little bit differently than normal grain would.
He says another aspect is if we get snow and it melts, the wet soil sets up the stage for compaction.
And I think there the key is that we do have to let that soil either dry out or we have to harvest when it's firmed up. You know, so that might be a couple early hours in the morning when we're still firm from the overnight lows, or it may be waiting a day or two for that snow to melt and dry up. We have to be careful because we're really setting ourselves up for the next planting season already. And so if we mess up that soil, then we have a little bit more that we have to go through.
Standing corn can be overwintered in the right conditions, but the longer it stands, the higher the chance is for grain loss. Lick says to consider the trade-off between harvesting wet grain and the drying costs with infield losses due to delayed harvest. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about harvesting after it snows at agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply has protein if you cattlemen are getting those cows out on stocks. 28% AN and 2810 with urea on hand in 200-pound hard-cooked tubs. Call Bob today or stop by and pick up yours at After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Tuesday. Corn for December right now up 3 1/4 at 694 3/4. March corn at 699 3/4. That's up 3. Kansas City wheat for December at 977 3/4. That's down 1. March wheat for Kansas City, 975 1/4. That's up 1 currently. December oats up 6 3/4 at 395 3/4. March oats at 402 3/4. That's up 4 3/4. Soybeans for November, 1432 1/2. That's where we are right now. That's up 25 1/2 currently. Soybeans for January up 26 1/4 at 1445 3/4. December cotton, $75, that's up $3. Cotton for March, $74.64, that's up $3 as well. Live cattle for December, $152.17 1/2 is where we are currently, as down 30 cents. Live cattle for February, $155.42 1/2, that's down 40 cents. Feeder cattle for November, $176.95, that's down 67 1/2 cents. Feeder cattle for January, $178.17 1/2, that's down $1.27 1/2. Crude oil for December, $88.51 currently. That's up $1.95. Crude oil for January, $87.35. That's up $1.95. Gold on this Tuesday, December gold, $16.49.80. That's up $9.10. Gold for February, $16.63.20. That's up $8.30. Silver for December, $19.65. That's up 53 cents. Silver for March, $19.80. That's up 50 cents currently. Stock market, Dow Jones down 98, NASDAQ down 72, S&P currently down 13. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. On this Tuesday, I'm Jeff Aiken.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
This is Thad Argenbright with Performance Ag in Waterville. Coming to you from a combine cab, harvesting some 46 A09 Enlist E3 A-Series soybeans from Pioneer. What I want you to know is not only do we have our new industry-leading exclusive A-Series E3 soybeans, we also still have the soybeans you've come to know and love, our full extend lineup. Don't let the competition fool you into thinking Pioneer no longer has what you know and love. We do. We also have our awesome lineup of Pioneer corn. Put the two together and you have an absolute winning combination. Call me at 785-313-3064 and find out why. With Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. You can also follow us on Facebook at Performance Ag LLC. I hope you all have a safe and prosperous harvest and a great day.
There are many factors to consider when selecting replacement heifers, and each operation varies depending on your priorities and the needs of your herd. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State beef experts Brad White, Brian Lubers, and Philip Lancaster discuss how to pick the best replacement heifers.
I saw a very interesting tweet a couple weeks ago about choosing animals that fit their environment. I think I may have tweeted it, but everything on Twitter is true. So when I'm looking at replacement heifers, one of the big criteria for me is going to be how well are they fitting what I'm trying to do operationally. So if I've got resource limited, I may choose phenotypically more efficient animals. Everybody's interested in reproduction, so reproduction needs to be part of it, but I'm trying to match up body size to environment.
Lancaster touches on age as a factor and explains why the heaviest heifers aren't necessarily keepers.
I think a couple criteria to pay attention to are age and weight. Age-wise, the older heifers are more likely to reach puberty before breeding season, so those heifers are top candidates to pick, but you had to keep track of calving dates to do that very well. Also, weight. Obviously, the bigger, heavier heifers are probably going to reach that 60-65% of their mature weight faster, but they also may be bigger heifers altogether, and so that can be a negative that would hurt your efficiency of the ranch. And so there's two things to pay attention to, but maximum is not always the best when it comes to weight.
Lubers and Lancaster go on to explain the important aspects to select for when it comes to a heifer's pedigree, and White ties it all together and reiterates the importance of record keeping.
You're obviously going to use all the information you have. And so you're going to look at the dam. If it's a heifer from a dam that's doing well in my operation and she's efficient for the resources she has and kind of what Philip was saying, she's not oversized, she's not undersized, she has a good history of reproduction in my herd, I'm probably using that information to help pick heifers too.
So I would agree with Brian, paying attention to the dam, but also maybe paying attention to the sire. If you've got multiple sire pastures, then paying attention to things like scrotal circumference, EPDs, or heifer pregnancy EPDs, and selecting your heifers based on the sire.
I like the points that you guys brought up, the overall theme, trying to match those heifers to the environment. I don't want always the biggest, but I have to know at weaning what the biggest is relative to her age. So tracking things, if I really want to plan this well, I need to start tracking at birth, follow them through, and ideally put myself in a scenario. Brian, I liked your point. The more information I have, the better off I am relative to sire, dam, any future consequences.
That was K-State experts Brad White, Brian Lubers, and Philip Lancaster speaking on the criteria to prioritize when selecting replacement heifers. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.